downside was it was a three-day week back then. Luckily now we only have a two-day week. But think of some of the fun activities we get to do back then. Put a hand in paint, make a turkey on paper, or pine cone activities, or plays. We had stories about the Pilgrims and Native Americans, told us about the history of that. We did all those activities that were just fun. Yeah. Just fun week. It was a short week, it was a great week. Then on Thursday, we sat down at the family dinner. Now, for some of us that went to, if we've ever been to the bigger family dinner, sometimes we got relegated to the kids' table. I remember being relegated to the kids' table with my younger cousin at the adult table. That didn't do well for me, but, you know, she was the only female at the time, so it was okay. But we got to sit at the dinner table. The food was the same. We got to eat the turkey, the ham, the dressing, the vegetables, the sweet potato casserole, all these foods. We would gorge ourselves. And then, as if we had any other room to eat, we'd go get desserts. After that, we'd crawl to the living room in our diabetic coma to watch TV, because football game, even if it was a mediocre game, the Lions and the Cowboys, even when they were bad, we would still watch the game, because that's what we did on Thanksgiving. That was how we celebrated Thanksgiving. And that was a perfect Thanksgiving week for us as kids. Fun projects at school, short week of school, big dinner, and then we got to watch football games. Now, the question is, did we really understand what we were celebrating at that point? Probably not. We had a good week. All those things were going on, but we didn't really understand what we were celebrating. Now, as we've gotten older and different events happen in our lives, we understand that we have things to be thankful for. There's a reason for the Thanksgiving holiday. We get a much better grasp of what we're thankful for and why we're thankful. So hopefully, as we get older each year, that list of things that we're thankful for grows. I know for me, my list has grown quite a bit in the last year. 367 days ago, I proposed, and, again, most of you at that time didn't know who I was. Some of you had heard rumor of this guy, and then now I'm here. So you see, things have changed for me quite a bit in my life, and I'm very thankful for that. So this being Thanksgiving week, I want to talk on three things this morning, three topics I want to hit. What is Thanksgiving? Why do we give thanks? The second one, personal reason for thanks. And then the third one, the ultimate reason for Thanksgiving, the reason we should celebrate Thanksgiving. So let's define a couple words first. We have thankful. Thankful is defined as the feeling or expression of gratitude. Thank you for doing this. Thank you for holding the door. Thank you for passing this to me. That's an expression of gratitude. We're thanking the person. Definition of thanksgiving, it's the act of giving thanks. Grateful acknowledgement of benefits or favors, especially to God. So we have a Thanksgiving holiday coming this week, and that's the definition. Now, we've heard the stories about Thanksgiving. We have the story from the 1621 Pilgrims and Native Americans get together for a harvest festival. And if you do a little research, you realize that there's even questions if that's the first Thanksgiving on the North American continent. 1565, in Florida, some Spanish explorers had a Thanksgiving celebration. In 1619, in Virginia, the settlers there had a celebration. So really, it doesn't matter what the history is and which one the first one was. It's just, they understood that there was a need to give thanks, and they had a celebration to give that. And we continue that tradition today. President Lincoln, in 1863, signed that into as an act and gave it an official day. So we've been celebrating for a long time. Now, why do we give thanks? Well, first off, it's because it honors God. In the definitions, it says Thanksgiving is especially to God. So it's our chance to honor God. Paul tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." It says right there, "In everything give thanks, this is the will of God concerning you, concerning me." He tells us to. It's right there. It's honoring him by us doing that. Even the Lord's Supper, we just went through that. That's a time of thanksgiving. Jesus, in the Bible, he knows what's about to happen. But still, he sits there, he has the Last Supper. He has his supper. And what does he do? He gives thanks. I'm not sure about you, but if it's me and I know what's about to happen, I'm not sure if giving thanks is the top of my list of things to do. But that's who he was. That's what he did. In Matthew 26:26, while they're eating, Jesus took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body." Verse 27, he took the cup, and again, He gave thanks and said, drink from all of you. This is the blood of my covenant. He knows what's about to happen, but he's giving thanks for what he's going through at that moment. That is a great thing. We celebrate that at this church every week. We give thanks. Prayers this morning, giving thanks. So that is what we're doing. Second reason, it's commanded in the scripture. Psalm 100, Thanksgiving Psalm. It is called a psalm for giving grateful praise. So Psalm 100, we're going to go through that. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. And here's the good one. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. He tells us right there. Those are the psalms. That's why we sing the psalms, because he tells us, enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Now, the third reason, because of the dangerous consequence of thanklessness. We talk about being thankful. But if we think we can live our lives and it's just us, we are thankless to what he brings to our lives. You know, I think back about a year ago. Many things happened, and many of the series of events happened to allow me to be where I am today. Anything goes wrong in there? There was a higher purpose in that whole thing than just me and just Betsy. We've talked about it. If I'd asked her out when I was originally told to do so, the young lady sitting here in the audience, if I had done it when she told me to, it might not have worked. She was in graduate school. I was not necessarily in a place where I could do that. But you know what? God had a higher purpose. He led us to where we are today. And I can't be thankful enough for that, because that's the big thing I'm celebrating this year. Now, last year, I had the ability to celebrate the Gary Day. Not that anybody knew it at that point. But, you know, that was something I could be thankful for. So started spreading around a little bit of the family Thanksgiving. My sister-in-law started screaming with joy. Whoa, whoa, whoa. We've not told anybody yet. It's not the big announcement at this point. So that's the things that that I'm thankful for this year. But if you look in Romans 1:21, it says, for although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him. But their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. That goes back. If we don't understand that we need to be thankful to God for what he gives us, our hearts will be darkened, because we can't do a whole lot of our own in this world. In fact, I venture to say we can't do much of anything without him, without his guidance, without his blessings. It boils down to this. Best way to show God we're grateful is to live our lives as he would want us to. And that's very difficult. I've heard Jeff talk about that many times. We have young people around here who are ready to be baptized, and they have to understand it's not just that decision. We have to live our lives that way. We've made that decision to cross over and be saved, and now we have to live our lives that way and be thankful for it. We need to thank him for his blessings. Remember, he is the reason for what we have. And I know we have people here this week who have things that they're very thankful for. Marie has a new job. Very thankful for that, and that is a great thing. And we have people, we have first Thanksgiving with a child for Chris and Samantha. And these are things that we have. And every one of us has something that we're very thankful for. And we need to remember to thank God for all that he has given us, because it's huge. Without him, where are we going to go? We need his guidance. And that segues nicely into the personal reasons for giving thanks, the reason we should give thanks. Now, gratitude is an attitude. Saw that somewhere on the internet. Stole that. Just going to say, gratitude is an attitude. It's a personal quality that molds us and shapes our lives. It's not just something we do or say. You know, it's easy to say, thanks for doing that. Thanks for doing that. No problem. Thanks. But people that truthfully thank others for the nice things they do in life, it makes life a lot simpler. It's a whole attitude. You can tell when somebody's being real on their thank you or who's just saying thanks because that's what they're supposed to say. So gratitude is an attitude. We've been blessed throughout our lives. If we took stock right now, I know Jim mentioned this earlier about how on Facebook, and I was going to reference this later, but in Facebook, people are going every day and they're putting on there what they're thankful for. And some people, you can see, they forget, and they go a couple days, and they have to backtrack, and they have to come back with more things. So I just sat down and I wrote down 24 things because it's going to Thanksgiving. It's on the 24th or so. It's pretty difficult to just sit there and think about 24 things. You start getting this, okay, I'm thankful for family, I'm thankful for this, and then it starts gets into technology. I'm thankful for technology. Life's a whole lot simpler with technology. Without technology, I'd have to yell at me to see if you can hear me. We wouldn't have iPads and iPods and phones, smartphones, and all this. That's something to be thankful for. So the challenges will come later, but to think about what you're thankful for. So God has blessed us throughout our lives. And if you look at, I'm going to reference 1 Chronicles 16:34, and that was one of the songs, the first song I believe we sang that Jim said I demanded that we sing this morning. And I've figured out that at this church, apparently I'm a bully from the pulpit. Because I know Super Bowl Sunday this year, I had a list of demands, according to Jeff, and now Jim said I had a list of demands. So I'm going to try to be a nicer person when it comes to that. If anybody's okay with that. All right, but 1 Chronicles 16:34. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. That verse is in several places in the Bible. It's not just here. They think Psalms 106:1, and they had several other things. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. We need to thank him for his goodness and his mercy. Without his goodness and his mercy, where would we be in life? Second thing we should thank God for is his protection. He protects us from evil and allows us the opportunity to make the right choices in life. And if you have questions, you can go to him in prayer, or you can go to somebody who's a little bit smarter than you, somebody who you can talk to and bounce ideas off of. God channels through them. It's not just you and somebody sitting there. It's you, somebody else, and God. All trying to get to the right point. Trying to get to where you make the right choice in life. We should thank God for families and friends. And that right there says it all. Thankful for family. Sometimes it's a joke, you get to choose family, but you get to choose friends. Some of us have been very lucky that we have great families to choose from. We have great friends. I do the count every Sunday. And 15 people are here because they come to hear me. I don't know how thankful I can be for that. I'm not sure if I can express my gratitude for that. Because it's me. Seriously. They know me. They know better. A couple of them, I've been international trips with them. We've been to Sydney, Australia, and all up and down the east coast of Australia. That is something I'm very thankful for. One, because they let me go, and I get to function as a chaperone. And two, they made it so much fun, and that was 2007, and they're still my friends to this day. We have nothing in common other than we taught at the same high school, and we went on a trip together. And one of them, we went on a couple more trips. She still let me go. I don't know what she was thinking, but she still let me go. I have friends. Lady that sat Betsy and I up, she's here. She and her husband are here. To hear me. She hears me every day. She knows me better than she should. But she's here. That's a friend I'm thankful for. We've got my friends. I have a goddaughter right there. Over here on this side. As her dad has called it, the visitor side. Chris has gone to the visitor side. My goddaughter's sitting there. Her family. These are two dear friends. They used to live down the street. We hung out a lot together. I would walk down the street and we would hang out. I'm Uncle Johnny. They have no relation to me, but they call me Uncle Johnny. Then we have the other three in the back. A co-worker, a former student, her daughter, and her husband who's a friend of mine. They've come out. We need to be thankful for our family and our friends. Echo Hill Church of Christ, you all become friends. Again, a year ago, some of you heard of me, but now I'm here, and you've accepted me for who I am, thank goodness, and you've become my friends. My family has come out today. They've made the trip up here to listen to me, and they've done that. I've had supportive family throughout my life. Even when I coach volleyball, home games, I'd look over. There'd be my parents sitting there. If they didn't show up, it's kind of, where are they? I was in my 30s coaching volleyball, but I would look and see my parents, and that was great. So that's the support we have. We have family and friends that we need to be thankful for on a daily basis. We should thank God for the wonders and creation of life. We have had a beautiful autumn. Autumn's never been as... I like the colors, but I've never really focused on them. Betsy's gotten me to really look at the colors this year for the first time. It was a great autumn to look at the colors. And we were worried there for a long time, so long without rain. And then it rained enough that we had beautiful colors. We had a beautiful earth. I've seen a sunrise in Australia. I mean, sunrise, who wants to get up that early to see a sunrise? But on the coast of Australia, the three of us got up and we went and watched the sunrise. And that's an awesome thing to see. Sunset, that's a whole lot easier. We're usually up. But sunrise, in a 15-hour time difference, we got up and we got to see it. We have beautiful things that we can see. I've gotten to see, got to go to some great places. Australia, Europe, these are great places that I've had great blessing to go to. But get to see what this earth has to offer, what God has created for us to see. And I know these two over here, there's no telling what they've seen together, Papa and Matt. They go on trips all over the place. They get to see some great things too. And you all, Jim, Rich, you go to national parks to see great things there. We all get to see things. And just remember that that's a blessing from God. That's what He's created for us to see. And He's allowed man to create some things, great things we get to see. We should be thankful for food, drink, and other provisions. In this economic time, we know how blessed we are to have some of the things we do. I mean, whether it's just the food and drink and place to live and clothes to wear, or even the great things in life, the season takes us to this or that, or an opportunity to go to a symphony or an orchestra, or just the opportunities that we're allowed. We need to be thankful for those, because without God, those wouldn't be possible. He's allowed us to be in a position where we can go do these things. John 6:11. Okay. When I got to John 6:11, it's the story about the fishes and the loaves. And my first thought was, if my mom had showed up when we were kids to Thanksgiving dinner with 5 barley loaves and 2 little fish, and I'm the oldest of 3 boys. Oldest of 3. I'm the smallest. The one that the middle brother's college football player. He's 6'5", he's down to about 325 right now. It's a muscular 325. He ate a lot. There were many times we'd get to the dinner table, he's asking for seconds as I'm sitting down. So if she had shown up for Thanksgiving dinner with 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes, that would not have been a good Thanksgiving. But if you look here in John 6:11, it says, Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed those to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. Guarantee you, the first thought in my parents' head would not have been, thank you for what you've given us for 5 loaves and 2 fishes. But Jesus gives thanks, He feeds 5,000. Now, I don't think anybody here has skills to do that. But that is not my first thought, is to give thanks if I have 5,000 people there. So you see, we are thankful for what we have because we've been very blessed in life to have those things. We should thank God for healing. Every Sunday we see the bulletin, the list of people who have medical conditions. And some have some great outcomes. With technology today, we're able to treat cancers and cataracts and replace joints and blood pressure pills and cholesterol pills and all these things that technology has allowed. It's given Chris Hayes a job. Yeah, without technology, would you have the pills to distribute? No. So those are the things to be blessed for. They heal us. We pray for these every week. And healing happens. So we need to thank God for that. But, you know, definitely pray for the healing and then remember to thank God afterwards. Because that's the reason that the healing happened. Then we have the ultimate reason for Thanksgiving. It goes back to this. Jesus was sacrificed. And that is a huge thing to be thankful for. This allowed us to be forgiven of our sins. Allowed the world to be forgiven of its sins. Without that sacrifice, would there really be a reason for Thanksgiving? Because we know if we make that step, we accept Christ as our Savior and then we move on, we get to go to the ultimate destination where we want to go. The ultimate resort, all-inclusive resort. Heaven. And that would be a great place to spend eternity, wouldn't it? The alternative doesn't seem like a very nice place. It does not seem hospitable in any way. So this right here, this Thanksgiving that He did, I mean this sacrifice that He made, His love, His sacrifice. I mean, I couldn't imagine being born knowing that was the ultimate end than living a sinless life. I couldn't imagine being a father who sent my son to do that. So that's what we're talking about. That is the ultimate reason for Thanksgiving. That is the reason we should be thankful, not just this Thursday, but every day. In conclusion, there are times that we concentrate on things that we're thankful for and not that. You know, sometimes we obsess too much with things we want. We forget to be thankful for what we have. I mean, there are many blessings in our life.
Everyone has a different set of blessings. But if we remember to be thankful for those blessings and not obsess about what we want, we all want a nicer car, a bigger house. There are things that we want in life, but we have things. I have a 2005 Chrysler Pacific, not the greatest car in the world, but you know what? It gets me from place to place. Keeps me dry, keeps me warm, keeps me cool. Whatever the season calls for, it keeps me that way. That is something to be thankful for. We've been blessed by living in this time. We have many blessings that we take for granted each day. I look at the kids here. Cell phones. You've had cell phones and internet the whole time. Your whole life you've had all those things. I remember the dark ages of Netscape was our search engine. You search for something, 20 results. We actually had to have, back in the old days, we had to have books to read to do research. So the blessings that we have now and the blessings we're going to have in the future, need to be thankful for those. We get confused sometimes. We lose sight of what's important. Remember, this is important. The sacrifice Jesus made, the love that God has for us, the love that they have for us. They show us every day the blessings they bestow upon us. Blessings are in front of our faces. Sometimes we just miss them. 14 months I hadn't asked her out. Yeah, I'm glad everything's worked out, because I would really shot myself in the foot if things hadn't worked out. That's a blessing for me. A blessing. I have a friend over there who would sit and just listen to me babble. Because I got nervous. I knew I was making the right choice, making the right decision, but that week up at the wedding, whew, that's a nerve-wracking experience. I was fine for the next day. It was just that day right there. Standing in front of people going, ah. And then being at the mercy of what they had to say for the vows. I mean, that's a lot of trust right there. Even if he gives you the vows, you still get a little nervous. Okay? But thankful for people who are willing to listen to me and just listen to whatever rant I may have going on in my head or whatever I'm babbling out that day. Betsy's had to do that all morning. I've been nervous all morning. Just babbling. She looks at me and goes, okay, you're just nervous. I'm like, yeah, pretty much. So she's like, okay, I'm just going to listen to whatever you have to say today and not judge you. That's awesome. That's a great feeling. Because not being judged for some of the crazy stuff that comes out of my head is great. Okay, we have personal, we have professional wants and needs, but we've had blessings. Remember, God has put us where we are, and he's going to take us where we're going to go. So be happy for those blessings. And I go back to the Facebook thing. One thing you're thankful for each day, and I challenge you to sit down, and you can do this. You don't have to do it all this afternoon. There's not a homework assignment, there will not be a quiz on it later today. But think about 24 things that you're thankful for in your life. 24 things that you need to thank God for having in your life. It's not as easy as it sounds. But it's something that I think we should do. It's something that really challenges us to think about what we are thankful for. Right? What should you be thankful for on a daily basis? What blessings do you get that you should be thankful for every day? Not just this Thursday. Not just the fourth Thursday in November every year. What should you be thankful for every day? And that challenge goes to me too. I am by far not somebody who stands up here in judgment, because I am guilty of this just as anybody else is. What are you thankful for? Which of these blessings would you miss if they were taken away? I mean, if they took your phone away. If you grounded from your phone, how bad is that? If I lose my phone, I don't know. Here goes life. So, just think, what would you miss? What do you need to be thankful for, and what would you miss if you didn't have it? This can help determine what your priorities in life, and it may make you think about your priorities a little bit more. What's most important to you? If your phone is most important, or your computer, or your iPad, or this or that, we might need to reevaluate what our priorities are. But be thankful for what you have. And there's a quote, there's a new website out that I've gotten hooked on called Pinterest. And I know the females have heard of this. Some of them, Emily's heard of it, Betsy's on it. But there's a quote on there I thought that was very applicable for today. Here's the quote. It says, what if we woke up with only the things that we thank God for yesterday? Think about it. What would we have today if we only had what we thank God for yesterday? Based on last night, I wouldn't have a house, wouldn't have a car, wouldn't have a wife, wouldn't be here. And a whole other sort of thing. So that's another challenge. Be thankful every day for what God's blessed us with. It's important. God's blessed us with many great things. We show honor and gratitude by accepting Jesus, our Lord and Savior. The hard part is goes back to what Jeff tells the kids all the time. The hard part is to live with eternal gratitude and thank Him for doing so much for us. Have you been showing, have I been showing, have we been showing God the gratitude He so richly deserves every day? Think about that and then take up my challenge. Okay. Thank you.
Tell you what, we're going to cancel number 342. We're going to sing number 781 instead. 781. I like it better. For all that you've done, I will thank you. For all that you're going to do. For all that you promised and all that you are is all that has carried me through. Jesus, I thank you.